Hey, welcome back, students, and those of you who have listened to the show before. I'm so glad you're still with me. If this is the first time you're listening, thanks. I hope you'll be back. I'm D.A. Arliss, welcoming you to episode 094 of the Guitar Technique Tutor Podcast, recorded on January 27th, 2013, and brought to you by Raptor Picks USA. My goal as a guitarist and instructor with decades of experience is to raise the quality of my students and all guitarists' playing level and understanding. So here I am, doing my part to spread the excellence one guitarist at a time. Well, how was your week? Mine was great, despite the single-digit temps and wind chills all week. Man, it was cold. I don't know where you're listening from, but if you were in the New York metro area, you don't remember extended cold like that for years. It was brutal. E-Rex's last day of radiation was last Monday. It was a joy. He rang the ship's bell 3 times, as is the tradition at that cancer treatment center when a guy finishes his course of treatment. I took a photo and videos, and then a former student of mine, who has become really like a daughter to us, took us out to breakfast, which was extra delicious in light of our ongoing celebration. It's been less than a week since E-Rex finished his radiation, as of the time I'm recording this show, and already it feels like life is returning back to normal. This isn't to say I'm lying around munching bonbons, which doesn't sound half bad some days, but that the mental distraction has really been vanquished, and I am so glad. So onward and upward and back to the normal business of this podcast. There are 4 students in this week's student spotlight. The question of the week is one from one of my students and is about constructing dominant 7 chords. News is about Taylor's new grand orchestra body shape. And take note is used gear an economic indicator? I want to also welcome Leanne to my schedule. We had a consultation last week, and our first lesson is going to be on Tuesday. Here's another guitar fit reminder. She received a lovely guitar for Christmas. It was a greatly desired gift and a surprise. The bigger surprise is that although it's a lovely axe, it's way too big for her. So we're exploring the possibility of exchanging it. Don't forget to consider the size of the player for whom you're buying a guitar if they aren't with you at a guitar shop or haven't played any guitars prior to you ordering one online. It's not the best idea to buy a dreadnought body shape size guitar for a petite woman. Case in point, Leanne. And my student, Shira. Her too big guitar issue will be solved in the next month or so. She will be getting a nice parlor size acoustic electric that will fit her and that she will enjoy playing much more than the dreadnought with which she's currently bearing and wrestling. So please keep that in mind if you buy a guitar for someone for a gift. Just think about how big they are. Now that I'm functioning a bit better, I have rethought the show notes page for this podcast. I am going to move them to a blog called, what else, Guitar Technique Tutor. You're going to be able to find links to what I talk about, and I will link to show archives, etc. in this blog. It's going to be a work in progress for the coming, I hope only week or two. I don't know how long it's going to take me to make this full transition because there are lots of things going on in my life. I will link it to a Google Plus network as well as the current Guitar Technique Twitter account. I'm going to try to make a separate Facebook page, which will also have show notes. Right now, I'm not so sure about that. I have a personal Facebook page, which I'd like to keep separate from my business ventures. That's going to require some fiddling around, so changes or updates I'm mentioning today will likely take some weeks. I'm going to totally keep you posted. The honeymoon period of my latest DR string change has not yet waned, but I can tell in another week or two I'm going to be jonesing again. It's just a never-ending cycle. I just love them so much, especially when they're fresh and new. No matter what kind of axe you have, if you have not tried DR strings on it, you really should. Don't forget the Les Paul and Mahwah exhibit at the Mahwah Museum in Mahwah, New Jersey, if you're going to be in the New York metro area. Even if you have seen the exhibits in his hometown of Waukesha, Wisconsin, or those created at various venues by the Les Paul Foundation, this Mahwah exhibit is truly extensive in its breadth. This is a little jewel of an experience waiting for you to discover. Visitors are welcome at the museum Wednesdays, Saturdays, and Sundays from 1 to 5. And if you go on their website, I believe you can still book a time to play some of Les Paul's guitars through his amp on the stage that's created in the museum. And the small fee that they charge you for that will be going toward a college scholarship fund. While we're on the subject of Les Paul, don't overlook Lou Palo and the Les Paul Trio and Friends Extraordinary Homage Thank You Les. It's available a lot of places online, and I'll supply the link to that. After a brief word from my sponsor, Raptor Picks USA, we'll move on to the student spotlight. Is your Valentine a guitar player? If so, say I love you with a handful of beautiful red Raptor guitar picks. No matter where I go, when I show guitarists the genuine R-Series Raptor pick, the ones with vision immediately comprehend that it's not just another novelty pick that's going to end up somewhere with all the other weird picks they've accumulated. They try it, then they utter a soft, and they keep playing and playing and playing and playing. Most of them tell me they expected it to feel weird, but it's comfortable and just feels different. When I ask them what they think, they say they want it and ask where they can get one. I don't know a guitarist alive that isn't looking for fresh inspiration. The three uniquely and specifically engineered picking tips on the Raptor entice a guitarist to think about and explore the full range of sound qualities they can create with it. The unique beveling of the molded acrylic pick offer amazing silent attack. The Raptor R-Series pick is destined to become a pivotal tool for creative guitarists. Personally, I haven't played with anything but a Raptor R-Series since the very first time I touched one, and I don't think they'll be disappointed when they try it. Get some today for the guitarist in your life or for yourself at RaptorPicksUSA.com. Free Raptors with the purchase of four or more is just another way of spreading the excellence one guitarist at a time. Raptor Picks are a registered design. All rights are owned by Black Carbon. In the warm glow of the student spotlight this week are Bridget, Danielle, Lanny, and Shira. Lanny's in the spotlight for 2 weeks ago, not this past week. Yes, Lanny was on fire 2 weeks ago, but then the spotlight was quenched. I don't know what happened, but Lanny, get back on the bandwagon. Bridget, Danielle, and Shira are doing fabulously. Keep up the extraordinary work, dudettes. Lanny gets lost in other activities, and you might be the same way. She sort of forgets to practice, mainly because she's busy, not because she doesn't like practicing, but she just sort of drifts. If that's you, use an app, make a list with little checkboxes for each day, put it on your to-do list, or whatever you need to do in order to keep that appointment with your guitar. It takes, oh, I don't know, roughly 28 days to make a habit. And after that, you should be in a routine of practicing. So make it a habit already. Now, let's move on to this week's question of the week. This this week's question came from a student who's in high school. She has a unique or unusual way of processing information, sometimes creating more steps of reason than is really necessary. Her music theory midterm was impending, and it was going to include various tempi terms like allegretto and andante and things like that, interval dictation, and some general theory. Among other things, she wanted a way to quickly know the spelling of dominant seven chords. If you are not a walking chord encyclopedia or don't know all the seven chords of the universe, this may help you too. I took her to the circle of fifths. That always evokes kudos from both of us on the magnitude of Pythagoras's genius. If you know the circle of fifths, here's a tip for building dominant seven chords and being certain it's not mistakenly a major seven or minor seven one. If you cannot distinguish by sound, or if you have to take a written test without the use of an instrument, this is for you. The dominant seven chord belongs to the key of fifth below, one position counterclockwise on the circle of fifths, hence the term dominant seven. Just as a refresher, each note of the scale has a name, or it's called a degree, but there's a name for each note of the scale, and the fifth note of the scale is called the dominant. So what I'm trying to say is the dominant seven is the chord built on the fifth note of a scale. That's also the key that's one position counterclockwise to the name of the chord you're building on the circle of fifths. The key signature of the key of fifth below is the key signature that applies to the spelling of the dominant seven chord notes. If you know your circle of fifths or can spend some time with it, this will prevent you from using the incorrect seven. Here's a brief example. So let's say you need to determine the notes contained in an A flat seven chord. Look at the circle of fifths. The key immediately counterclockwise from A flat is D flat. An A flat seven chord should be spelled A flat, C, E flat, G flat, not G natural. The G flat is part of the key of D flat's key signature and therefore is the seven in the A flat seven chord. Track with this, and if you have not ever used a circle of fifths, if you look back in my show notes, I know I did a very, very extensive podcast about the circle of fifths. I will try to remember to put the image of the circle of fifths in the show notes this week so you have a visual reference if you've never heard of this before. There are plenty of other ways to make some determination about what notes should be in a dominant seven chord, but my student wanted a circle of fifths aided one because she knows and loves the circle of fifths and all the wealth contained therein. If you have a question that you would like me to address on this podcast, please email it to me at guitartechnique@gmail.com. Please note there's no tutor in the email address. If I use your question, I will be glad to send you a Guitar Technique Tutor podcast pick. Now, here's this week's news. In the news this week is a new body shape from our friends at Taylor Guitars. And no, Bob Taylor has not sent me a free Taylor yet. I'm waiting patiently. This new body shape is called Grand Orchestra, and the folks at Taylor abbreviate that as just capital G, capital O. The body length is 20 5/8 inches. The body width is 16 3/4 inches, and the depth is 5 inches. This is Taylor's biggest guitar and has the most complex voice and balance of any of their guitars, and it's extremely responsive, as all Taylor guitars are. I'm a big Taylor fan. They're beautiful instruments. Taylor's biggest body shape blends power, detail, and balance across the tonal spectrum. It's Taylor's most powerful complex voice. It's incredibly balanced for a big body guitar and specially braced to be responsive to a dynamic attack. So some of the cares that you have when you buy a really large guitar are taken care of in this particular design. The newest shape to join the Taylor family unleashes the boldest, richest voice available in a Taylor guitar. Just as the Grand Symphony yields a deeper, more powerful voice than the Grand Auditorium, the Grand Orchestra stands out as a more robust alternative to the Grand Symphony. The GO shape features a slightly bigger footprint and a deeper body, which helps produce the potential low-end response. Under the hood, a new bracing scheme optimizes the movement of the soundboard to produce a louder, more complex tone with incredible sustain. What separates the Grand Orchestra from other big-bodied guitars is how balanced the tone is from top to bottom, especially given its brawny bass. And unlike other big-body guitars that require an aggressive attack to get the top moving, the GO is responsive to a light touch, rewarding players who have a dynamic playing style. If you crave a guitar sound that's brimming with power and rich detail, the Grand Orchestra won't disappoint. From big cowboy chords to lush fingerstyle arrangements, the Grand Orchestra might be the most expressive and versatile big guitar you ever play. But please, just don't forget, this is not for a very petite person. This is not one that I would have my student Leanne play. These are really beauties, and there's three in this series. First up is the 918. Indian Rosewood's hi-fi voice covers an extended musical spectrum that ranges from a deep, throaty growl, and I love that, to clear, sparkling trebles. Paired with the Grand Orchestra shape, the tonal power and overtones produce a level of complexity that serves up a feast for the ears. First edition models feature several additional premium touches: double A grade Indian Rosewood back and sides, a Sitka spruce top braced with Adirondack spruce, which helps yield extra sonic horsepower because of how much flex it gives it, a custom label, a case emblazoned with a customized first edition nameplate, and their 900 series appointments, which include the elegant Cindy inlay scheme with expression system electronics. This is not a guitar for anyone weak at heart or weak at budget. The full list is $5,660. That's $5,660. I have seen it online for as little, if you want to use that word, as $4,150. But it's gorgeous. Then there's the 618E. While maple is known for its bright tone and fast decay, the Grand Orchestra design enriches maple's natural tonal palette to produce a full-bodied voice with expressive sustain. Now that's really saying something. That's one of the reasons why a lot of guitar players don't love maple. Big Leaf Maple is paired with a Sitka spruce top featuring a new bracing scheme, which adds responsiveness to the powerful output. A limited batch of first edition models also boast several premium features: double A grade maple, a three-piece back, Adirondack spruce bracing for tonal turbo boost, and a twisted oval headstock inlay to match the fretboard inlays. First edition models also feature a custom label and come in a case with a customized first edition nameplate. This one is a little bit less. It lists for $3,800. I have seen it online as low as $2,850. And keep in mind, part of the richness of the price on these guitars is that they are first editions. And lastly, the 518E. On their 518E, the rich mid-range of mahogany, together with the enhanced lows and highs that the Grand Orchestra shape produces, create a big, round voice that blends power, warmth, and complexity. And if you're a person who likes warm tones. I'm very partial to warm, very warm, round sounds. This is a guitar that really may catch your ear and your eye. The first edition offering features a premium grade tropical mahogany back and sides, a Sitka spruce top, side bracing, their standard 500 series appointments with additional Deco Diamond headstock inlay, and expression system electronics. The first edition model also features a custom label and comes in a case with customized first edition nameplate. Here again, we're not in a cheap guitar range. The retail on this is $35.18, and I have seen it for as low as $26.50. These are gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous guitars. If you follow the links on my show notes page or on the blog, you will link to the specs for these guitars and some beautiful pictures. These are just beautiful instruments, so if they are not too rich for your blood and you're looking for something that's a monstrous guitar with monstrous, beautiful sound, this is the one for you. Don't buy them for the little chicks in your life, please. Petite woman cannot handle this guitar. Even if she loves it and begs for it, don't give it to her. She won't be happy. Unless she just wants to watch you play it and you're a big guy. Now, let's move on to this week's Take Note segment. Topic this week is a little unusual. It's used gear, an economic indicator? That's a question. I don't know about you, but I get a lot of mail from guitar shops, guitar companies, the independent local ones, and the national ones too. And I know not everyone who's listening to this has a local guitar shop or two the way I do in this particular part of the country. But in the past year, I have noticed a lot more advertising of quote-unquote used gear. I know that most shops buy guitars. In fact, that's how I came to own one of my guitars. And it's a long story that I've probably already told on this podcast. I have a student who also sold his guitar back to a guitar center just a month or two ago. I was thinking when I received the last postcard pushing used gear from a major guitar store that's a national chain, that although they've been dealing with used gear for several years, they hadn't before advertised it so continuously. It seems like everything I look at has a very prominent something about used gear. Maybe it's an economic indicator. Are guitarists having to trade their guitars in to upgrade rather than being able to have two guitars? If so, is that because they aren't able to stretch their cash far enough anymore? Is it that more guitarists are selling their Axes for money and not replacing them? If so, is that because they are not getting jobs to play nor bread to pay their bills? What do you think? I've been thinking about this, and the economy, especially here in the Northeast, things are tightening down even more than they have been. Maybe there's a large market of guitarists looking for lower prices, and they're open to Axes someone else owned before. In some cases, you can actually get a better price and a better instrument than if you bought new. Not all the time. You have to really be a skilled and discerning buyer. That may be it. Now that everyone with a smartphone scans barcodes wherever they are to find the best price they can, then they either buy on the spot or go to somewhere else to buy, or they order online. Well, that's something that also plays into this. Each used guitar or other guitar gear item is unique. It would be the exception rather than the rule that more than one seller of used gear might have the same guitar or whatever in the exact same condition as any other seller of used gear. Now that might be why it's working well for shops as well as the purchasers. You can't scan a barcode of something that's a one-of-a-kind item. That way, if a buyer really knows prices and knows what they're looking for the money they have to spend, that could be fabulous. Also, the seller, is now released from the competition of everyone else around because he is the only one that has that exact item. So there's a way to pad as opposed to pare back and pare back and pare back to make these comparable prices. It's just really something. I keep thinking it's a harbinger of yet tighter financial times, but perhaps I'm wrong. Perhaps it's a way for the seller to be a bit less accountable in their pricing. I'm sure that in brick-and-mortar stores, there's haggle room built into those prices for used gear. As I said, I've only bought one used guitar, and I wasn't even actively looking for it, but when it came to my attention, I snapped it up. I got an absolute steal of a deal. And I don't know if everyone does that well, or if those kind of values are really in the offing so frequently. That wraps it up for this week's segments of episode 094. Following a very short word from my sponsor, Raptor Picks USA, we'll move along to the outro and wrap this baby up. Once in a great while, something comes along that is literally revolutionary. The Raptor R-Series guitar pick is just such a creation. It affords its user a sublime quartet of sounds which can be summoned with the mere rotation of the brilliantly designed Raptor pick. Not only is it beautifully executed and an ingenious idea, but the first experience of playing with it is almost impossible to describe because it's so different from anything else you've ever played. Get past the unusual feel of the Raptor guitar pick, and the door to faster, cleaner, and more creative playing swings wide open. Your grip will be sure, your attack will be silent, your projection will be enhanced. Add to that the technology that enables the pick to glide over your strings rather than bluntly striking them, and the genuine Raptor R-Series pick stands alone as an asset to every guitarist who uses one. Seasoned pro, this pick allows for more subtle differences of expression because of the variety of timbres it produces. Intermediate recreational guitarist, improve your sound by upgrading your pick. Rank beginner, prime your creativity right from the outset. Genuine Raptor R-Series guitar picks are available at raptorpicksusa.com. Free Raptors with the purchase of four or more is just another way of spreading the excellence one guitarist at a time. Raptor picks are a registered design. All rights are owned by Black Carbon. Hey, these are great Valentine's Day gifts, everybody. It's not too late to order them for Valentine's Day delivery. Man, it was cold in the New York metro area last week. I hope no one left their guitar in a cold car, even if they had a climate case on it. E-Rex is a free man. No more radiation. Les Paul was one of the great inventors and musicians of the 20th century. Learn more about him at the Les Paul and Mahwah exhibit at the Mahwah Museum in Mahwah, New Jersey, and listen to the musicians with whom he played honor him in Thank You, Les. Congrats to Bridget, Danielle, Lanny, and Shira. You go, girls! Use the circle of fifths to be sure your dominant seven chord notes are correct. Our friends at Taylor have a big, beautiful grand orchestra body shape that may suit your desire for perfect balance of tone, booming projection, and great responsiveness. Used gear might be an economic indicator, or maybe it's just a way for sellers to work around barcode scanning customers. Expect the show notes to migrate to the show's blog at guitartechniquetutor.blogspot.com. I'll keep you appraised of my progress making the switch from the podcast page on the website. I'll be doing a little more site overhauling, too. Students and valued listeners, I want to thank you once again for your time and for joining me for episode 094 of the Guitar Technique Tutor podcast. I hope you heard something thought-provoking, instructional, and/or entertaining. I'll include links to anything I mentioned that I think you might like to explore further in the show notes. Don't forget that my website is guitartechniquetutor.com, all spelled traditionally, which is GUITARTECHNIQUETUTOR.com, and that you can reach me by email at guitartechnique@gmail.com. Please note that there is no tutor in the email address. Don't hesitate to email me your questions for the Question of the Week segment. If I use your question, I'll be delighted to send you a Guitar Technique Tutor podcast pick. You can follow me on Twitter, where I'm Guitar Technique. I'm not a tweeting maniac. I tweet to update anyone following me and retweet the things I read that I think are interesting. On my homepage, and temporarily on the podcast page of my website, you'll find links to subscribe to the podcast in a variety of ways and/or to subscribe to the show notes by email or a reader or on Blogger. The best way to subscribe to the audio podcast is to do it through iTunes right now. I'm still tinkering with other syndication methods, and there's been a lot that I have to catch up with, so I'm working through that. It's probably not going to be solved immediately. If you're seeking expert, competent guitar instruction in the Bergen and Rockland County towns in which I teach, such as Airmont, Allendale, Fairlawn, Franklin Lakes, Glen Rock, Hawthorne, Hohokus, Hilburn, Mahwah, Midland Park, Montebello, Montvale, Oakland, Oradell, Paramus, Park Ridge, the Hamlet of Ramapo, Ramsey, Ridgewood, River Edge, Saddle River, Suffern, Tallman, Teaneck, Tuxedo, Tuxedo Park, Upper Saddle River, Viola, Waldwick, Washington Township, Westwood, Woodcliff Lake, or Wyckoff, please contact me for... For lesson inquiries, calling is best, and my number's on the website. If we can coordinate our schedules, and you're a good candidate to learn to play the guitar, perhaps we can work together. Whether you are a beginner, a gigging pro, or anything in between, a genuine Raptor guitar pick will catapult your playing forward. Visit RaptorPicksUSA.com to order yours today. Practice, have a great week, and until next time, I'm your host, D.A. Arliss, doing my part to spread the excellence one guitarist at a time. First edition models feature several additional premium touches: AA grade Indian rosewood back and sides, a Sitka spruce top braced with Adirondack spruce, which helps yield extra sonic horsepower because of how much flex it gives it, a custom label, a case emblazoned with a customized first edition nameplate, and their 900 series appointments, which include the elegant Cindy inlay scheme with expression system electronics. This is not a guitar for anyone weak at heart or weak at budget. The full list is $5,660. That's $5,660. I have seen it online for as little, if you want to use that word, as $4,150. But it's gorgeous. Then there's the 618E. While maple is known for its bright tone and fast decay, the grand orchestra design enriches maple's natural tonal palette to produce a full-bodied voice with expressive sustain. Now, that's really saying something. That's one of the reasons why a lot of guitar players don't love maple. Big leaf maple is paired with a Sitka spruce top featuring a new bracing scheme, which adds responsiveness to the powerful output. A limited batch of first edition models also boast several premium features: AA grade maple, a three-piece back, Adirondack spruce bracing for tonal turbo boost, and a twisted oval headstock inlay to match the fretboard inlays. First edition models also feature a custom label and come in a case with a customized first edition nameplate. This one is a little bit less. It lists for $3,800. I have seen it online as low as $2,850. And keep in mind, part of the richness of the price on these guitars is that they are first editions. And lastly, the 518E. On their 518E, the rich mid-range of mahogany, together with the enhanced lows and highs that the grand orchestra shape produces, create a big, round voice that blends power, warmth, and complexity. And if you're a person who likes warm tones, I'm very partial to warm, very warm, round sounds, this is a guitar that really may catch your ear and your eye. The first edition offering features a premium-grade tropical mahogany back and sides, a Sitka spruce top, side bracing, their standard 500 series appointments with additional Deco Diamond headstock inlay, and expression system electronics. The first edition model also features a custom label and comes in a case with customized first edition nameplate. Here again, we're not in a cheap guitar range. The retail on this is $3,518, and I have seen it for as low as $2,650. These are gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous guitars. If you follow the links on my show notes page or on the blog, you will link to the specs for these guitars and some beautiful pictures. These are just beautiful instruments, so if they are not too rich for your blood and you're looking for something that's a monstrous guitar with monstrous, beautiful sound, this is the one for you. Don't buy them for the little chicks in your life, please. A petite woman cannot handle this guitar. Even if she loves it and begs for it, don't give it to her. She won't be happy. Unless she just wants to watch you play it and you're a big guy. Now, let's move on to this week's Take Note segment.